Well, you know, I think he's a pretty good player. I've been impressed with him. I like what he does. I like how he extends plays. You know, I think some of it, too, still has to be the comfort level with your receivers and making sure those guys can make plays. I mean, when you look across, you know, you got a freshman kind of leading your team in receiving, which is I don't always think is a good thing. But I think the one thing that, you know, he's got some good tight ends that can play, and really they've got to protect him. Six sacks last week, and they're going to dial up some pressure San Jose State will. I mean, that's the one thing they've been focused on, and they, you know, I saw them a few weeks ago. They can get after quarterbacks. And I think the key with Gillum is he can get out of trouble, but his offensive line also has to protect and make sure they don't get him in harm's way, because this team will rush the passer and they'll get after him. And hopefully, for his sake, he and the chuck wagon can keep some things going and maybe make some plays. He can make plays with his leg as well as his arm.
How difficult is it for an offense that's trying to find itself, trying to find its identity, trying to figure things out, to have so much pressure on it when the defense really can't get any stops?
Yeah, it's tough to watch because, you know, when you watch your guys on defense, you see some opportunities, right? Especially with the ends, with Plant and Winman. But the problem that I see is just the gashing plays in the middle of the interior of the defense. And that just comes down to where the linebackers fit, the defensive tackles, are they getting off blocks? Or, you know, a lot of times when I'm watching film, I see people getting to the second level against them. And you can't have that if you're gonna win ball games. So here's the good thing for UNLV. They're actually playing pretty good ball, and they're scoring, and they're in games. Now they just got to figure out how to finish games. And I think that's going to be the toughest part. San Jose State talked about that, and that was their one big thing, going up to Humboldt State, spending time together, really understanding each other. And I think it brought them closer because they weren't a good finishing team over the last few years. And I think if you look at Marcus Arroyo and his relationship with Brent Brennan, they are both really good friends, and I think they've got some of the same ideas, different coaching styles, probably different methods of how they approach things. But I think both of those guys are young coaches that understand when you take over a team, how do you build your culture? And whether you're winning games barely or you're losing games barely, how do you keep guys together? And I think that's the tough thing for Marcus and his staff. We'll talk to him this afternoon or this evening and get a little bit better insight. But just from watching the tape, reading some things and getting that understanding of ball, they're in a position where they're getting close, but just haven't found ways to win, and that's a part of culture. How do you change that as a culture and not look for the other shoe to drop, but how do you finish games and how do you look for success?
Well, they don't have to look too far for a model, right? I mean, San Jose State has been pretty bad for a while. Last year they showed some really impressive signs of progress. This year, all of a sudden, this is a really good team. What have they done to get to this level?
You know, they some of their defensive front, those guys went home and they were able to eat pretty well, and then they come back and they're playing, you know, larger and in shape, and they're coming off the ball pretty well. And Kyle Harmon, their middle linebacker guys, I was just talking to a good friend of mine, Tiger Clark, who played with Miami, and the thing that impressed me about those Miami teams, if you remember, is they had a lot of guys that were former running backs that became great linebackers, Ray Lewis included. And Kyle Harmon has some of that in him. He's got the ability to find open areas and come downhill and make tackles. But it's also that defensive front. You know, they've got some guys that are really playing well up front. Junior Fehelko and Ali Matu. Those guys are just finding ways to make plays. And then their secondary, you know, they've got some young players starting to step up. And I think that's the one thing when you talk to San Jose State, they played a lot of guys young last year. In the last few years, now they've grown up. I see the same thing with UNLV. A lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores, a lot of young guys that haven't had much experience of playing and having to learn without any spring and all those other things. So you're going to take your lumps. But I think the thing is, if Marcus can keep those guys thinking, okay, let's not get frustrated with failure. And I've seen it with good coaches. They keep guys on the process. They keep them on point. He came from Oregon, so you know he's got a good plan there. He's been at Oklahoma State. He has seen the blueprint of success. You're playing in a great facility. So everything is there. You got a new athletic facility for recruiting. I think all the things are there. Now you just got to find ways to find that success in the four quarters in between the lines. and I think that's the real key.